Your voice seems to be coming through pretty well, actually.
Hello?
Usually I have to keep myself away.
Oh, that's the microphone. Holy cow.
Yeah, see, I told you, he keeps it off the table. You don't even know it's there. We just kind
of sit. Put it on the table, we get lots of problems. That's why if you listen to the first few episodes, there's like that noise that pops up every now and then. Did you hear that?
Yeah, in the one episode.
Yeah, it's like four episodes it does that, because we're recording on my little CRV table behind the chair, and the mic's like right here, and it's just connected. Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. It's been great. Although, the fake moon one, we had it over here while we were over here fucking recording. And I was like, just screaming across the room. Alright. What are you doing?
I forgot to change my shoes. My feet are cold.
For the people listening, Oz is holding his feet up to my coal stove.
Shoes sucks and all.
Bouncing one foot at a time. Right. Word.
Let's do this.
Alright, do we do Happy New Year before or after the theme song? Yeah! This is
Conspiracy on the Rocks.
I don't know. Okay. You wanna thank everybody? Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
There you go.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Say it louder, buddy.
No.
Okay. We're joined today with Mr. Nicholas Cage.
Oh, I wish.
Nicholas Cage. Mr. Nicholas Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this isn't Nicholas Cage?
Is it? Are you the Ghost Rider?
Maybe.
Oh,
he's a lizard person we referenced.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nick is the lizard person.
That's a skinwalker. Disguised as a reptilian. Disguised as Nicholas
Bartholomew. Oh, shit. This gets deeper than I thought.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
Did you enjoy that I thought you were a lizard person? I never got to ask you about that.
I had not to think about that. I was like, damn, I'm the lizard person of everyone? Fair.
I think it's different circles, because, like, what, you have Morrison and Swag with you all the time, right?
Yeah, we used to just game a lot, but, yeah.
But, like, with your friend group, I mean, who's the lizard person there? Probably one of us, you know what I mean?
I think y'all are lizard people, really. Just a big group, just trying to pin down one man, be the scapegoat.
Oh, shit.
Mm. I got calling you out.
Private conspiracy theory coming in from this guy. This is the first episode of the new year. It should be January 3rd. This will be out, so... Happy New Year's, everybody!
Happy New Year's!
I'm sorry we went on a break. We'll be going on a break. This is real weird to record this so early.
Mason, we're taking a break.
Wait, what?
We're the Kit Kats.
You're breaking up. That's the new band name. That's us. That's just us. The Kit Kats. No, we need a four, because there's four in a pack.
Oh, not if it's a single small one.
That's only two.
Oh, that's only one, actually.
No,
actually. Oh, yeah, like a little bite-sized
one. Oh, if you break it?
Shit.
This isn't going to work. We'll workshop this another day. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle today.
Woo.
Nick wanted to talk about Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, I did. I have to say, it has to be one of the more disappointing ones. Like, conspiracy-wise.
I like this one.
I mean, it's like, oh, there's a plane and boat missing out in the waters of the ocean, and they just say, oh, maybe it's aliens or Atlanteans. But it's you could say the same thing about losing your wallet and keys and just say, oh, it's probably the Smurfs or the Borrowers hiding underneath my couch.
It's the underwear elves.
That's where they fucking got them, but really it's just in your fridge.
Well, I mean, come on, like, you've dropped stuff before and it literally just vanishes into the abyss. Tell me that hasn't happened to you, it's happened to everyone.
I mean, I definitely lost shit, but I've also just had my family throw shit out. So
that's what happened to my self-esteem.
It found on the floor. That's recyclable.
It got put in with the aluminum cans and I brought it down to get recycled.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I had a little bit about Christopher Columbus.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't have anything on him.
When
I should.
When he first started sailing into the New World, like, he kept a very well recorded record, like, he kept a logbook, everything that happened. And, like, as soon as he hit the area that we, you know, called the Bermuda Triangle, he reports compass malfunction. But then the next night, he saw a bright light hit the ocean. That very easily could have been like a meteor, but I mean, still, like the next night.
It's called a lighthouse. It guides the ship.
They didn't have them back then. Not
sail to the New World, the Indian lighthouse.
Native Americans, they were ahead of their time.
They really upgraded their smoke signals.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first pyramids, too.
Maybe.
It was a lighthouse.
But he also saw lights under the water.
Anglerfish.
Okay. But that's the first thing that, like, anybody, like, anything truly weird, like, has been officially documented and reported.
So, Bermuda Triangle is also known as the Devil's Triangle. I put in my notes to make butthole joke. Don't know why. I'm just going to leave it
the
there.
Devil's
I think
butthole.
It's... Sure, yeah.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's a joke in there somewhere. It's cool. It's like exact coordinates apparently are 25 degrees north and 71 degrees west. That's the Bermuda Triangle wise, and it's full compass. I don't think that's like the whole triangle. I think it's like more the center, but...
That sucks.
Yeah. And it... So, for people that don't fucking know, which I don't know who wouldn't know, it's the area made up by connecting the points from the coast of Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico.
I think the Florida part's Miami.
Yeah, more so
yeah.
Miami.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. I just didn't have that written down.
I will say one more thing about that. There's a lot of people way back in the 70s, 60s, whatever. Some of them claim to connect it all the way out to, like, Europe, so just more like...
Yeah.
It's not even a triangle at that point, but it's just half the Atlantic.
They were just trying to find a better excuse as to why they couldn't sail things. This one ship's gone missing. Pirates! No. It's gotta be something else.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Wormholes.
Exactly. Yeah, and all that would be...
Sea monsters!
And it would all be in that triangle. But you know, pirates, now. Nah. Here, and I also have the early suggestions of the triangle appeared in... The early suggestions, so this is like it being reported on and said that it is what it is 17... September 17th, 1950, in an article published in the Miami Herald by Edward Van Winkle Jones, that's a fucking name, where he literally first suggested that this was like, there is a shape in the Atlantic that, like, all this happens in, even though stories have been coming around forever.
So it could have been a circle.
At the time. I don't even know why. Why is it a triangle? They just decided, like, that was the border, because they found three points.
And, like, I think so. Like, you can connect Miami and... What is it, Puerto Rico?
It's the strongest shape. But of course it'd be a triangle.
That's also true. It is a strong shape. And then that island up there, Bermuda, just kind of fits. So
I think when I was looking at things, Bermuda was made later. Like, I think there's stories of, like, things happening in the triangle before Bermuda was, like, colonized to,
like,
be...
they made the island?
Like, before it was, like, colonized on...
For the triangle?
Like, no, but, like, right, think, sorry, like, before ahead. It was colonized, there wasn't anything there. It was just a fucking island. Then right. It got colonized into being Bermuda.
Okay.
That and now sense. They were like, oh, yeah, here's another point to, you know, do the zigzag.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Yeah. But...
I
think this is, like, back when we had, like, sailing vessels, you know, they were, like...
Was it the USS Cyclops?
No, it wasn't the USS Cyclops. It was, like, older ships, like what Christopher Columbus would have known. I think it was, like, 1700s. But, like, they go, and they're in the Bermuda Triangle, and they find this ship just floating there. So they're like, okay, they go onto the ship, and, like, they got these two ships now, and then they get lost in a fog. When they finally find each other, the ship, like, the original ship, the people on that ship are, like, gone. So now...
Mass suicide. They drank the Kool-Aid. They jump in the water.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The Flavor-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
I meant to get something on this, but I didn't have time.
I didn't hear anything about that one.
That's that one's not very well known. That event happened.
So, like, that's the inspiration behind the ghost ship in Scooby-Doo?
Maybe.
Isn't
there a Bermuda Triangle episode of Scooby-Doo?
Is there?
I only remember the episode where they're on a ship for, like, no good reason, and then, what is it? Shaggy pops his head out from underneath the deck, and he's like, "Oh man, I thought it was smoky down there."
Oh, that was the first.
I know what Jeff said.
That was the very first ever episode of Scooby Doo.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought that was it's a night for a night.
I don't.
Am I crazy?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. Velma's up on the ship, or like it's like a little boat, and she's like, "Boy, it's getting foggy up here." Shaggy's like pops his head up.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Not that kind of fog, Shaggy.
Yeah. God, is that really the first ever episode though?
I believe it is.
But a night for a night.
Nah. Alright, yeah, alright.
I think that's also an episode where Scooby cuts a piece of fog out and eats it.
Yes, it does.
I
yes.
remember that.
Well, the thing I got right next is Flight 19.
Alright, that's the one I wanted to talk about.
Bring it on. That's the real big one.
Yeah.
So I think that one's crocabaloney too. I don't think anything special really happened.
Flight 19 on the 5th of December, 1945. Five planes. What kind of planes
were
they?
Five. Oh, you got okay. Literally. Okay, so five Grumman TBF Avengers, literal small bombing planes made by General Motors from 1942 to 1960, literally used all around the world. Like, we made them, and then French used them, British used them, I think Germany used them after we were done with the war. Right. Just a really popular plane. So really popular, like, single propeller, straight wingspan plane, bomber plane.
So they flew out of Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yes.
And then around 2 in the afternoon, it was just basically a routine flight drill. And
the one guy was teaching the other four pilots.
See, I didn't get anything.
See, I've always heard that they were all skilled pilots.
Nope.
See, I didn't know that. But well, at least the main guy, what's his name? Charles Taylor. The guy leading, he was the flight leader. He had 2,500 hours of flying, like total time.
Wait, Charles Taylor?
Yeah.
Like Chuck Taylor. Like Converse?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Chuck? Okay, never mind.
I'm lost too.
I gotta go. Oh, come on! Chuck Taylor is the Converse shoe.
The hell's a Converse?
God damn it! I gotta cut all that out now. That's worthless. That was a wasted joke. All right.
This guy has 25 hours of flying time, and to become like
in total?
Yeah.
Like, he should not be leading though. With only 25. Oh wait, how many hours?
2,500.
I think it's like 25 minutes.
You need 1,500 hours to become like an airplane pilot. This guy could have had more hours than the next time you get on a flight, that pilot. So this guy knew what he was doing.
He was probably, this is after World War II, isn't it?
Yeah, December 5th, 1945.
That's what I have. So yeah, and he probably flew in World War II.
Probably.
That's probably how he made up all his hours.
I mean, but this guy knew what he was doing. So then.
Was he though? Did he really?
Maybe. I'd like to think he did. What did you see? You said he was a drunk.
There were reports that he might have been an alcoholic, could have been drunk, but nothing's confirmed.
He's in the Air Force.
So.
He's a drunk.
He's seen some shit.
He's seen some shit. He's a drunk.
About an hour and a half in the base, and the aircraft started picking up. Okay, wait, yeah. Well, anyway, they started picking up...
Women.
Yeah. Yeah. Mid-flight. It's falling out of the sky.
The Valkyries!
There's a minute.
Alright, I gotta stop. Keep going, I'm gonna stop.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. They stopped contacting for a little bit, and then, like, an hour and a half into the flight, then they made, like, contact. They started hearing the conversations between the pilots.
Were they talking dirty to each other?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so they lost those recordings.
Oh, shit.
I'd love to hear them cassettes.
But
you can buy them right now, listener. 5 payments of $19.95 will ship all 5 tapes to you. Just call 1-800-TAPE.
They reported that their compasses were broken. Nick, you said...
I also heard that it was just one compass.
You said it was one
five.
Compass.
What?
Each plane was equipped with two compasses, though.
Oh, shit.
Both of Taylor's compasses weren't working. So,
I'm not saying my sources aren't the best on the world.
Oh, that's
all right.
Ours are always the best.
Well,
it's the internet.
But he was leading, right?
Yeah, he was leading.
So, like, if he fucked up, wouldn't the rest of them just fuck up?
Yeah, because they were
That's
supposed
true.
To fall and
with
learn
him.
From him.
But they also had compasses. If his compasses weren't working and theirs were, he would have known to ask them, like, hey, guys, like, this isn't working for me. What are your readings?
I was going to ask what the conversations were like that they had, if you happen to
They don't
that.
Have them, do they? They lost them.
A lot of them... Well, there wasn't much, but, like, he said that his compasses were broken and that he was over land, which
okay.
Some people think, like, they actually ended up flying down towards the Florida Keys. Other people think they actually ended up flying up north, but he said, and this is a quote, "We can't find west. Everything is wrong. We can't be sure of any direction. Everything looks strange, even the ocean."
I personally think that he mistaked Bermuda for the Florida Keys. And then just kept heading east, because technically that would have ran
okay,
ran
I didn't think about that. We're over land, he saw... I mean,
yeah,
how big would Bermuda... Because, I mean, this
compared
is...
Compared to Florida Keys, I have no clue.
Okay. But, I mean, still, that...
It's a small island, but, I mean, for him to...
See, I don't...
From what I know about Bermuda, I think the ocean turns a little bit more greenish, because it's really fresh, like, ocean water.
And so if he mistaken it, like...
the very last transmission heard from these guys is, we can't make out anything. We think we may be about 225 miles northeast of base. It looks like we are entering white water. We are completely lost. That's the last thing anyone heard from these guys. So,
what do y'all think will happen?
What
do y'all think happened?
See, I don't know.
He just got fucking lost. Because I think there's
I think they could have, but, like, he was too experienced of a pilot to, like, just... I mean, I don't know if some people, like, let that kind of shit get in there. I don't need help. I'm not asking for directions. He was a man. He probably wasn't
going
to ask.
What did you also hear, like... Because, okay, so going off the idea they were lost, most pilots are trained to land in the ocean safely with, like, you fly for too long and you've lost too much fuel. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, did you also get anything about how, like, they sent out a rescue team with a refueling ship?
Yeah, the day after. Or not the day after. Like, 20... Like, yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't. They sent out a naval air search rescue plane.
And that went down in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was, like, 20 minutes later they lost contact with that plane.
Yeah, well, that one's more mysterious than what could have fucking...
Although the cruiser it flew off of said they did report, like, a flash off in the distance that it would have went. Like, it could have been lightning or... The plane could have, like, blown up because aliens blew it up.
There were multiple accounts of people, like, there was, what, a ship that actually caught it on their radar blowing up, like, disappearing off the radar, like, oh, that's weird. Apparently another ship actually saw it in the distance or something. And when they got there, it was just, like, fuel and fire on the water and nothing else.
Okay, see, I didn't hear about that. All I heard is it went missing, too.
And apparently, the day before, it actually was grounded because of, I think, they had specified troubles. You're not refueling planes the right way, son. You need to sit in the hangar for a day. God damn. Apparently had... It didn't say... I couldn't specifically find what kind of troubles. I'm guessing engines, since it blew up, but that's just
Did it blow up?
I mean, that's what people record, I guess. So report.
I don't know.
That's what I see.
We'll never know.
They say the weather's also can, like, be really...
Yeah, the weather's, like, real bad right there. Because it's, like, it's off of three coasts, so, like, coastal storms can meet up.
Yeah.
That's why when hurricanes go through there, they get bad.
Oh, yeah.
You can also chalk that up to the Gulf Streams, though, too. Because, again, if a hurricane can hit a Gulf Stream, it picks up so much speed that it just, well...
Those vital...
I'm glad we don't live on coast.
Those vital war seas I told you about earlier, the one thing that they have in common, at least the ones that are in the ocean, it's where cold water and hot water mix.
I swear to God we're talking about the same fucking thing. You're just calling it something else.
Probably. With the compasses, though, like, the area in the Bermuda Triangle, it's a spot where, like, true north and magnetic north possibly align up, and then it's the compasses.
I was trying to tell you with compass error. I think it's, like, right there in that area where, like, things can get fucking weird.
There's a whole science behind that, and I wish I wrote notes on that, but some people claim that it's pseudoscience, so I was like,
Bermuda Triangle.
Pseudoscience is the best science. But these planes haven't been found to this day. Oh, wait, I was going to say something about that. That was another theory that, like, when they land, like they should have been trained to land on the ocean, and it was possible that they could have landed on the ocean. They needed to all stick together, but then once you're on the ocean and you're out of fuel,
you're
just going to drift.
Yeah, you just go with the ocean.
Yeah.
I will say, as a final note for Flight 19, apparently they had a code of honor, whatever the fuck, where if one plane went down, they all went down, so they weren't all just off into the distance, so there's one left.
I thought you were going to tell me if one plane went down, they make up a story.
I don't know, just lightning out of the sky.
I look over and he was gone.
I think it was aliens. Might have been them. Atlantean. Laser crystals.
Yeah, see, they all had a plan to fly out, and they all wanted to leave their wives.
Oh, God. They just never looked back.
They live in Bermuda right now.
Exactly. They all have, like, 15 different native wives.
Oh, God. That's totally a possibility where, like, if Taylor's compasses weren't working, and, like, maybe the other people's were, maybe they weren't, he's like, all right, boys, we're setting down.
Oh, okay, you're going to
restart, boys.
Yeah, it's like, it's
I once again thought you were going to tell me, yeah, his compasses stopped working, so he was like, you know, Let's just go somewhere else.
You know, I want a fresh start.
That's a theory behind Amelia Earhart, apparently, is that she did land near the side of the ocean, but in, like, kind of risque territory, and she wasn't in prison, but she kind of just was kept there.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other, that's a whole other episode. We can do Amelia Earhart.
That'd be a good one.
I'd love to see fan art of that.
What's talking about it?
No, Amelia Earhart could try to connect to your Flight 19 tapes.
Oh, God.
The naughty Flight 19 tapes.
That's what they picked up in the middle of the...
You get the bonus Amelia Earhart pinup.
Jesus.
I'll give you this one. So the Camarara 4, the IV, it's a pleasure yacht. It was...
What's a pleasure yacht?
Like a cruise ship. I'm pretty sure I didn't look into pleasure yacht too much. But like a cruise ship, like, you know, tons of people are on it to have fun, just go out on the ocean. But like,
fun,
literally, this thing set sail and it was lost contact with. And basically what happened to it is it like, it just started going adrift in the Bermuda Triangle. The whole crew vanished. I don't think like they took anyone out. I think it was just like the crew taking it out to like, you know, go over like some stuff. They were like, I think they were going to land somewhere and then like do a cruise. Yeah, the whole crew was gone by the time it drifted ashore on, I think it showed up somewhere in like Florida. I think in like northern Florida it showed up. This thing survived through 3 hurricanes. It was just drifting out there for like, Jesus, 4 or 5 years, and eventually it just washed up. And it had been through, like, histories had shown, like, it had been in Bermuda, we believe, because that's where it was, and then it disappeared. And then it washed up after 3 hurricanes had kind of gone through, like, that general area. So it just kind of survived and then ended up on the fucking coast, and everybody was gone.
Jesus.
It's like a floating ghost town. It's kind of scary.
Do you imagine you would have came across that thing in the ocean?
Yeah, there's... You get aboard, and no one's on it, but there's clothes, rotten food, and...
Oh, fuck.
That's scary.
Nobody went to bingo.
Empty ships is a thing that happens in the Bermuda Triangle. Like that's a thing. Like, the one I talked about earlier, there was another story of this guy. He was an experienced sailor, and he went out on his ship. He sent out a distress call, and they got out there to find him, but they didn't find him or ship.
I think they're all being sucked into Atlantis.
Maybe. That's an actual theory. Some people believe that all these missing people are now living in Atlantis.
They get sucked in by Atlantis's asshole and...
Oh, fuck. Atlantis is trying to build its own
wormholes open
community.
Up. Just suck right in.
There's the butthole joke. Finally, you got to. Atlantis is the butthole of the Bermuda Triangle. It is said here.
We should do Atlantis sometime. I know where it's at.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I know.
We have to...
Another time.
People donate to our Ko-Fi so that we can... Go to... Where is it?
Africa.
That's right, you told me this.
The top northeast part of Africa. But we'll talk about it later.
Boy, howdy, that's going to be a trip.
It's like 300 miles of desert to get to it.
Well, the cheapest option is... It's in Africa, not in the ocean. Yeah, it's in Africa.
Yeah, I've been looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah, that's right. I remember going over this in episode 3. You talked a whole bunch about this. Oh my God. Atlantis isn't Disney. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Check it out, guys.
That's a good movie. I like that movie.
Yeah, it actually really is. I want to rewatch that.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Atlantis and Treasure Planet.
Oh,
it's been a long time I've seen those. So good movies.
Well, we can continue on Atlantis with Bimini Road.
The Bimini Road.
Yeah, fuck it. Just keep going on Atlantis then. It's brought up.
I know what it is, but I didn't write anything about it.
Is that like the Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah. Kind of.
It's underwater.
So I just imagine Dorothy as a fish wearing high heels.
It's just called Dory. It's just a Finding Nemo. That's all it
is. Damn it!
Finding the Yellow Brick Road.
I love it. All right, tell me about it. Give me the scoop.
People like to use it as as proof that Atlantis was there. Like it's literally just a bunch of stones that are like relatively the same size and shape, and they just kind of go off in a straight line. It's kind of weird. But people say if it's a road, then it'd be like gravel underneath it. But there's nothing. It's just seafloor. And then it's like, well, what if it's a walkway? Well, then you'd have a wall. You'd have other slabs underneath it just to, like, you know, as support and whatnot. None of that's there. And the stones have been there such a long time that it's hard to tell if anyone actually, like, inscripted anything on it. You wouldn't be able to tell anyone.
Oh, it'd be so washed away by now.
Yep.
I think it was man-made. Because, I mean, you got to think, if it was made that long ago, the ocean levels were significantly lower, like, what, 10,000 to 20,000 years ago?
Yeah, it would be, like, up on the land at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they,
I mean...
They very easily could have put an actual road there. People could definitely
move to, even if it was just rocks underwater, kind of like people walking around the woods to grab shit, like rocks to make a retaining wall. It's just people underwater, like, hey, we're going to try to make something underwater, like man-made island.
They
That's happened way back in the olden time. Sure, it tried to happen there. Just they go too far, because maybe it's like one person.
They start just building it underwater, and they're like, guys, we're getting deep here. We can stop.
Dear God.
I don't know.
I think it was something at one point, but
it is possible.
I don't think it led to Atlantis.
I don't think so.
If Atlantis is as big as Plato says, there'd be a lot more roads around there to find.
Yeah.
It's only like what, 10, 12 feet under the ocean?
Right off of Bermuda, I believe.
Yeah.
Bermuda's near Bermuda, so I should say.
Right. I mean, but it's not like deep. It's
It's pretty damn close. No.
Demon, I was trying to find something. Oh, that's in the Atlantic, too.
What?
Something I saw a while ago. I can't seem to find it. It was about, like, there's somewhere in the Atlantic where there's a collection of a bunch of manganese little balls that, like, have slowly been moving across our ocean floor over, like, the years.
That sounds really cool.
They're really weird. Like, some of them are, like, golf ball size, and, like, some of them are, like, bowling ball size, and they're, like, a collection of them in the Atlantic Ocean. They've been slowly moving from, like, the South Atlantic to the Northern Atlantic. But, like, they're so low in, like, the ocean floor, there's no reason that, like, currents should be moving them, so they're just moving, and people don't know why.
That's creepy. The magnetic anomalies.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the best guess people have is that it's, like, a magnetic polarization thing that's slowly going, and it might just go around the Earth. Cycles, but like, yeah, we don't know why they're there.
That's interesting.
You'd think with so much water pressure on top of the rocks that they wouldn't be moving like at all. And again, life's down there, so
yeah,
you can say
there's a lot we don't know about our oceans.
We talked about this in the space episode.
I know. We know more about the surface of Mars than we do our own damn ocean.
God damn it.
Damn it.
It's dangerous to get on.
I know.
I'd love an underwater base. That'd be so cool.
Sea Lab.
Atlantis?
Make her Atlantis 2.0. We ain't gonna fuck up this time. No curses, no anchor in the gods, no grand flooding.
No anchor in the gods.
We'll just start underwater and then we'll erupt out, because originally it was out of water, right? It was an island.
Yeah.
We'll reverse the Atlantis curve.
Tell me about the Cyclops.
The Cyclops.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a mythological creature. Not the...
You're talking about
the giant thing that had, like, one eye.
Don't tell me about the Cyclops. That's why there's mythological creatures in the Bermuda Triangle. Somebody misheard that it was a ship.
Ah, the USS Cyclops.
Just a giant Cyclops underneath the water.
It might be.
His name's Jerry.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Sugar cookies.
I was just about to say he makes cookies. Yeah.
What do you have on the Cyclops, Nick?
Honestly?
It's got one eye. Oh, wait.
It was called the Cyclops because it had, like, one giant, like, beam thing across it.
Oh, okay.
Off of memory I got on it.
All right.
So, that's the one that was trying to get up to, like, Maryland or something.
Yeah.
And the ship was going up there. It was basically out of the triangle at that point because, as far as I know, it's somewhere near the coast or, halfway there.
All right. Keep going. I'll come back to this.
And apparently, the whole ship was empty. The steering wheel or... stern, I don't know how you call that, but apparently that looked like it was destroyed with like a hammer or something, and a bottle showed up, I think a day or two later, some time passed, the bottle showed up on the beach, some guy found it, and that ended up being faked. It was basically saying something like, pirates, or that we were, oh no, they were saying it was pirates, but it could have easily been mutiny too, but it's hard to tell.
Are you talking about the Cyclops?
I believe. It was a ship from way back, about 1800s.
Okay.
You go with that.
The Cyclops, in 1918, it set sail... I'm talking
a different one, my bad.
This is what I forget though. This ship. March 4th, 1918.
Now I got to look up that ship's
1918,
name.
Yeah.
The crew of 309 people.
Yes.
But I'm a little upset because I just rewrote over the last part of my note on it, and I just keep going.
All right.
And I will get to this.
So in 1918, it set sail from Brazil to Baltimore with a stop in Barbados. 309 people on board. The ship itself is 540 feet long. It's about 1.5 football fields, and it was a coal ship. and this ship was used. It was a very heavy, like, it was a good asset for World War One because, like, it was a coal ship, so we needed it to fuel the other ships in World War One. And then, you know, it was commissioned, and we used it. I don't know how it got damaged, if it got damaged in the war or not, but that's why it was on its way up to Baltimore to get repairs done. But it wasn't, like, anything super bad. Like, one of the engines blew, so instead of, like, it going so fast, it could still move just fine. It just wasn't able to move at, like, top speed. So it was going back to Baltimore to get its repairs done. Once it lands in Barbados, and then it leaves there March 4th, 1918, and, you know, that's, it's going through the triangle now at this point. The last thing we heard from this ship is, weather fair, all's well. And then that's the last transmission we got from them. To this day, not a single piece of the ship has been found. No. Nothing has been washed up on shore. Nothing. It's just gone.
Here's two things I have, one of which I just learned. But to this day, actually, it is still the... it still remains the single largest loss of life in U.S. naval history not involved in combat.
Really? Huh. That's interesting.
So that's kind of... Yeah, it's interesting. Here's where it gets weird, though, because I was just talking about this. I was talking about those manganese deposits that are moving.
Okay.
Do you know what it was carrying when it went missing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was another thing. That was a weird thing. It wasn't actually carrying coal.
Coal. A giant manganese ore thing to make munitions.
Oh, my God. And it's going through the triangle with the magnetic... And that thing got fucking sucked right down into the asshole.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking, maybe that's where they came from. I'm pretty sure we've known about these for longer. So I don't think they're related, but still. That's fucking wild.
I mean, some of the theories go, like, is it a freak storm? Because, like, you know, we've already talked about the weather. Or did the Germans sink it? Because it was World War One.
I saw theories on the Germans... The Germans may have sank it, but there is still claims that the Germans never knew about it.
Yeah, because after the war, you know, we went through the files and stuff. There was no records of any German subs. The other thing was the captain of the ship was German. So it was possible that he's still allied with the Germans, but if that was the case, it would have showed up somewhere else.
You think the rest of the crew, unless they're all in on it, were like, is that Germany that we're running into right now?
Yeah, we're
like, the whole way that far in. Yeah. Like, no, that's Barbados. It's fine.
Yeah.
Start screaming German at the ship. Man, them Barbadosanese. You're speaking pretty wild today, aren't they?
That's a different dialect. You don't get it.
It could have been a mutiny. Because they say the pilot, or the captain was also drunk, but then again, if it was...
Why is everybody in charge of drunk? What because, like, the moment you get to be in power, you just turn into a drunk.
War times are hard, man.
I won't deny that.
The other theory is that it could have been a design flaw, but the Cyclops had two sister ships. I did not write down the names.
Great.
But
I'm guessing they didn't go down.
They never had any issues. So if it was a design flaw, they would have found it on the other ships.
Hmm.
And the most believable theory, though, aliens.
God damn it. Is that the most believable one or the most used one? Because there is a difference.
I did think for a second maybe the aliens are like collecting those. And it's like, yo, that's a big deposit of that shit right there. And they just...
Yeah,
not even the ship. They just fucking
just gone.
The magnets went straight through the ship. That. Big hole, just and then oh,
hey, man, if aliens are real and they can do the shit that some people claim, that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
If whatever the fuck reason they needed magnesium,
they need them rare earth minerals, man.
Maybe. When we were talking about empty ships, there was one I wanted to mention. This actually happened in 2019. The HMS
ship.
Yeah, like this.
You didn't give me a year when you.
Yeah, like this is a new thing.
I have a 2018 one too.
Dude, the HMS Protector is out. It's a naval ship. I think it's a British naval ship. This doesn't necessarily happen in the Bermuda Triangle, but like missing ships on the ocean, it's a thing that does happen. Like these guys saw the ship coming at them through the like sunset. Like it was a beautiful scene. And then by the time they got to the ship, they saw it, they tried to make contact, nothing. It was dark. There were no lights on the ship. They were all scared. They're like, we're not setting foot on that ship.
Yeah.
And then it was just gone. But I'll come back to that. So they did, though. They took pictures of it and posted it online.
posted their Instagram selfies in the background.
Right.
Just found Ghost Ship. What you doing?
Feeling haunted, Mike the Leap.
Yeah. Creepy ship passing by. But this ship was actually called the Alta. It was built in 1976 and purchased by a new owner in 2017. And then it flew the flag of Tanzania. So it was actually over in the Mediterranean. And then on its way back across the Atlantic, it just loses power. And it's stuck out there for days. The U.S. actually helps relieve the crew because they're stuck out there. And
they, like, help relieve the crew?
No. like get them off the ship so they can
get them off the ship.
Like quite the relief to me.
Oh God, that's fucking readings.
So the ship's empty now, and it's just out in the ocean. So you think right there, okay?
Same here after I got relieved. Here you go.
Well, the ship's out there floating in the ocean with nobody around, and you think that would be the end of the story, right? Just random ship, and then that's what the people on the Protector saw. No. The ship was actually sent out to be towed back, and while it's being towed back, it gets hijacked by pirates, and then it goes offline for a whole year.
Arga-dinger-dinger-dorgan.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pirates. But, so then, it's now out there, and it's crewed by God knows who, and then that's just the last it's seen for a year, and then the next it's seen is these guys saw it, and there's nobody on it. 5 months later, it washes up in Ireland. Like, where did that crew go? Like, what happened?
Is it in Ireland, or like, is it still sitting on the coast in Ireland?
Yeah,
like where it washed
it's
up?
It's still where it washed up.
Does it work?
No.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. It's washed up on the shore.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe that's why it was abandoned. Maybe it like broke down. Like they couldn't fix it.
Maybe it was too much maintenance. For
yeah,
just pirates.
I mean they're pirates. Okay. They probably don't even have like.
I mean, it was being towed back. I didn't think that it was being towed back. Maybe they took it and like.
Maybe they got on it thinking it would work. That didn't work. They stripped it of what they could.
I'm surprised they didn't take both ships if the one was in tow. Unless it was just that far distance. Like, ugh, that don't look good. And they just cut rope and haul ass out of there.
I'm not sure. I don't know. But
yeah. But, so they're just sitting on the coast of Ireland still.
I believe so. I don't know where, but it's in Ireland.
That's just what the fuck.
It's a big ship. Like they don't know what what the fuck to do with it.
Well, they do have like procedures for tearing ships apart. I know that. Like I think all the way down from like taking paint off to taking certain things off, and they go out in the ocean and just sink it. I'm sure you guys have heard of that before.
Yeah,
I did not know about the sinking part. I thought
they'll sink
like,
ships,
retired like battleships.
They'll sink
just
them.
Just let that shit go in the ocean.
Well, yeah, they take out everything that would pollute and becomes new homes like coral.
Yeah,
fish.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's actually
I didn't know
environment in a way.
I mean, yeah, because when you give a chance for nature to take over whatever we have and make a new reef and stuff, helps populate more areas. Like, if you had, like, a species that had gone too far from the coast because there's nowhere for them to live, and then you created a home for them to live, they'll come closer in, and then,
That's like a whole mountain of shit that they can just dig in and live about.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that also, like, the Bermuda Triangle is, like, a big spot for it where, like, yeah, there's, like, tons of ships that, like, we have rediscovered that went lost, but, like, they won't recover them now because they pretty much gotten to the point where it's, like, okay, yeah, they're home to, like, 1,000 different things, and removing them would cause more harm than leaving it there.
Or it's just dangerous to, like...
It's also kind of hard to recover a lot of things, too. But, the Douglas DC-3 is a 1930s, like, passenger ship. It's the largest sleeper cabin two-propeller system passenger plane at the time, so 1930s era. And, literally, sleeper cabin. Like, this is back, like, when the front was seats, and the back was, like, beds. Like, you could sleep on this thing. December 28th, 1948, the last, like, 2 years this thing was used until, like, the 50s, a flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Miami disappeared with no trace, 32 people on board. And the only reason why I bring this one up is because this is literally, like, an inspiration from Lost.
Oh, I love Lost.
It's one of, like, the ones for Lost where, like, it was just a passenger plane that disappeared and they're trying to, like, find a story for it. So Lost is one, and there's another one that Fox made recently that I don't think actually made it the whole way through its syndication. It was about a plane from, like, an older time. I don't think this old, but, like, it disappeared and, like, then, like, all this,
like 37 years later.
Yeah, it was back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because it went as far as the land, and then they're like, "Wow, that's a really weird old plane," you know?
Yeah, and then like, all the people were suddenly just in the future.
Yeah, and then apparently they got sketched out and went back to fly off.
Yeah, I don't remember what that one was called either, but yeah,
apparently it was from a tabloid too, some tabloid somewhere.
Yeah, so. But it has some media references. This one was kind of written about, but it's a bigger one of like literally like 30 people just like went missing, and we still haven't figured it out.
So. Huh? I mean, all those people on Cyclops went missing. We still haven't figured that out.
Mm-hmm. They went to go live with the Cyclops,
or they went to Germany.
All right, I want to hear this bombshell story.
Let's hear it, Nick.
All right, so if I told you an astronaut made a pirate's treasure map that uncovered a UFO in the Bahamas and. You know, I don't know how to end that. You just gotta believe it, because that's what happened.
Sounds like the best video game I've ever heard of. Shit.
Now, this probably happened.
So, back when Project Mercury was a thing, one of the first, like, spaceships, whatever, going up in space.
Okay.
One of the original crew.
Yeah, Mercury was one of the... Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just gotta read my fucking notes, because I'm really good and educated. A guy named Gordon Cooper, who was one of the first like astronauts up there, was supposed to like look out in the waters for like nuclear submarines at the time, I guess. To like, you know, it was like 70s, 60s, whatever, Russia, you know, all that stuff. But he also, in his spare time, made a map of like interesting areas to like go deep sea diving. Like, some stuff might be there. And he died sometime after 2000. Before 2010, but his buddy was like, no, I'm going to take this map and go look around. He went to Bahamas, ended up finding this thing that was like 600 feet like long.
Jeez.
Had like a point at the tip in a way.
So it had a Venus.
Just a really thin tip.
I've been wondering where it was. I gotta solve this.
There was an asshole. You know, a dick was around there somewhere. But, apparently, and they have pictures of it too.
Oh god, they have pictures of it!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble.
I didn't even think about that.
Jesus.
Well, this dick gets more interesting. There's like 15 horizontal tubes on it, and they go out in like L shapes, and they're like, what is it? Is it? I gotta think.
This guy has attachments, man.
That's my sort of dildo.
I cyberpunked my penis.
This is just cyberpunk penis editor right here.
God. It's one of those flash games you find online.
And then you try to use it during sex. That's the whole game. It's like, how do you use your penis?
Oh. But, yeah, it had, like, but these tubes, whatever, like 30 feet long, and there's like either sets of five or five sets of three, and they're like shaped like L's, and they all kind of like go the same direction, so they jut out and then they go down. But it's not that far off the coast either, and kind of like the Bimini Rocks, that's been there such a long time that it's all eroded and shit, and they don't know how long it's really been there. Mm. And they honestly haven't really looked into it since they first found it. And I really want to know what the heck it is, if it's anything. Because pictures you see the things jumping out and the big thing. And they have what art for what might look like if it wasn't covered and, you know, all that. Oh, but,
this is interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main bombshell. I really believe that would be like an alien ship or something. Or maybe some sort of structure that got long ago... fell in the ocean or whatever, but...
I mean, if aliens have been coming here for millions of years, it's possible that they could have... One could have crashed and, you know...
Yeah.
The government wasn't around back then to take it.
Go back, though. So, like, what was the guy's name? What, Cooper?
Gordon Cooper. Gordon, the guy who actually found it...
So he's...
Was Daryl Mikolas. Jesus, Mikolas? Yeah. Something like that.
Like, this guy was, like... So what you're telling me is he was up in, like, the space station when we made the...
Yeah, like, looking down at the Earth, looking at, like, basically the water and whatnot. I'm assuming he had some sort of telescope or something.
Yeah.
He was looking for submarines and shit. But he was just finding neat places that looked like be nice or might be something be there underwater. Now, this just had to be one of the spots. Bahamas, which is pretty sure
it's right there.
Yeah, it covers in there, yeah.
So.
Shit.
Yeah, and there hasn't been anything on it since. I really want to know what the heck is out there.
Does it have a specific name? Or is it just...
It's just a USO, Unidentified Submerged Object.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you write Bahamas USO 2018, you'd probably find it.
Oh, this is 2018?
Yes.
This is even... Okay.
Yeah. Most recent thing. Most wild thing. Forget right. Missing people on airplanes and boats.
Hey, what'd you say?
Yeah.
To look up?
It's just wild.
USO 2018 Bahamas. I'm sure it'd be popping up.
Yeah, so get some of that.
The two things I talked about where it's like, is it paranormal? Maybe.
Maybe.
Lightly maybe. Nick's making a face.
I like to lean towards that, maybe not paranormal, but some type of anomaly that we can't explain yet. Science has not been able to explain it yet.
Honestly, I did see a quote, and I tried looking for it earlier in the podcast as we were talking. I couldn't find it. Like, who said it in particular? It was like an organization of, like, naval stuff. And they're saying that the Bermuda Triangle doesn't have any more incidents than the rest of the ocean. Like, there's nothing actually too different about it. So, it might just be the fact that people go missing is a mystery, not necessarily that more things happen.
I've actually heard, not a quote, but, like, the same thing. Like, yeah, ships go missing in the Bermuda Triangle. They go missing all over in the ocean, everywhere around the world.
But is it... airships have also gone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, is there more reported in the vicinity of the Bermuda Triangle over a more vast course of the ocean?
Now, see, Nick, who said, like, naval military stuff?
I tried looking up. I couldn't find the quote, honestly.
Whoever was saying that very easily, like, could know something, they could not know something, or they could very easily just be trying to, like, not scare the people. And tell them, like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I also saw that, too, where it's conflicting numbers of how much happened. Like, some were like, oh, it's pretty normal, it's only this much. And everyone's like, yo, it's like fucking
boom, boom, boom. That's like with anything, you know?
Yeah.
That's another thing, like, with, I have human error in here, too, where, there's some reports where, like, oh, okay, it's reported that, okay, this ship is missing because it's 2 days off its deadline to be in port.
Yeah.
But when it shows up, because it was only 2 days, it might not get reported that all that happened. So, like, it went missing, but it didn't get reported that it actually did show up back up. So there's more reports of missing and disappearances than...
That would make sense.
Just, what happened.
I feel like, though, if it's reported that it's missing, it needs to be reported that it came back.
Well, that's not how, like, the media works. Like, Newport here is like, oh, this ship has gone missing, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 days later, like, the ship showed up.
Well, this isn't exciting anymore.
Is the newspaper going to print that out, though? No, they're not. So it's not a widely known thing, so there's less known people that know about it, so it just becomes, like, a hear-word thing, you know?
I can believe that.
That's what I mean. Like, over time, back in the day, like, it's like, oh, somebody got the newspaper, said the ship was missing. The person who might not get that paper, like, the ship's returned, that person heard about it. The person who didn't know about it doesn't hear about that, and thus they spread the word, like, this ship is missing. He's spreading. Kids make up stories. Just spread, and it gets out of control.
The funny part is them theories and myths won't even survive in the town. The ship would be in that town and be like, yeah, no, we're all here. But then the rest of the country would be like, yo, that's a pretty weird ship, not coming back.
Yeah, and like something could land back in Florida, and before like New York hears about it, the story of the ship that's gone missing is so widely spread. Yeah.
Plus back then it was more so just, you know, papers and shit and whatever happened.
That's what I mean, it takes time, too.
Oh, yeah. And now it's like... The big ones, like... The Cyclops, over 300 people are missing, or like two military or five military pilots just never heard from again. That shit's gonna spread. But like, you know, one person out on a fishing boat, never seen from again. Yeah, it'll be reported locally.
Yeah, see, I went too big. That's even a better thing. Like, literally smaller ships, like Fisher ships going out. Fisher ships.
They are Fisher ships.
Fisher Price ships.
Yeah, those little ones. They just sit and spin. The first UFO.
Fly and spin.
But like, do you have any idea how much I would love for an adult sit and spin? Like, legit, though? Imagine it, though. An adult, not the merry-go-round thing they have on, like, playgrounds.
I'd have one of them, too, though. I wouldn't complain.
An adult sin spin. Just, like, I'd probably get sick of it so fast, though, but, like, every now and then when I was just, like, in the mood, just sitting on that...
You're walking by, you're looking at it, it's like, oh, you know it. You're talking on quick, and then, all right, I gotta get to work. I'll see you later.
It'd be wild. I would love an adult sin spin. Yeah, but human error, all that stuff. I want to talk about Gulf Streams, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gulf Streams...
Meaning the magnetic anomalies.
I don't think they're magnetic, though. I don't think this involves... This does not involve magnetism.
Anomaly.
Okay, so... Major surface currents, primarily driven by... I hope I pronounced this correctly. Thermohaline circulation. So... Large-scale ocean circulation that's driven by global density gradients created by surface heat and freshwater fluxes. So, hot water and cold water meeting up that make a river in the ocean.
I wanted to say something about this with those vital vortices. The one thing that all the ones in the ocean have in common is where cold water and hot water
meet up. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why I think we're talking about the same thing. Like, it literally is like where the cold water and the hot water meet up coming off like coast and all that stuff. And like, it literally creates a river in the ocean. So you're in the ocean where it's supposed to be like kind of still waters, but you could literally hit a point where like all of a sudden, oh, you are in a current that is pulling you slightly to like the side more than the next part
over. Did you ever hear about, I don't know when this happened, like 30 some years ago, like this cargo ship.
We are 25. You're 26.
This cargo ship with rubber ducks went overboard, and all these rubber ducks went overboard in the ocean.
Right? No!
It was like millions of them.
No!
They all washed up on shore somewhere.
They all washed up on shore around the world, and they tracked these things for years. And they learned so much about the ocean currents because they were able to track
these. Just all these little things. Fuck yeah, science. Take advantage of that shit.
Yeah.
That cool. That's good. Yeah, that is really cool. Oh, man. They all would have been like... Were they all, like, numbered in, like, a certain... Oh, I mean, because it wouldn't have been a full test. Damn.
I don't think they were, like, numbered. Like they.
That's,
just,
like, some of, like, the dumb shit, the patches.
Some of them stayed in patches. Like, other patches would, like, break off. I mean, like, they spread out over a wide range, so, like, they got swept up into different currents.
See, that's some of, like, the past has done some dumb stuff to further the improvement of science, but, like, that's some of the dumb shit we should have did. Because if you would have kept track of, like, what was what and coded them and all that other stuff and, like, known, like, where they had went, oh, my God, the things we probably know right now.
That'd be a lot. I mean, rubber ducks, just the fact that they probably had a metric shit ton of them and then they went out. But like, I imagine, like, balloons in the water that you could, like, maybe have a GPS and have them float somewhere. Which they do for certain things, but...
I mean, nowadays we'd be able to do it better. The only thing is now it's a cost thing and there's an environmental problem and all that stuff. That's why
it would be an
like,
actual scientific test, not an accident that happened.
The things we learn by accident, the things we don't want to learn now because the world we know. That's why I mean, it had to have been like a past thing because we can't do that shit nowadays. It'd be like, oh, yeah, send 1,000 rubber ducks out, 500 will end up in the ocean and we just fuck the earth even more. Like,
yeah, and then there's going to be protests and people aren't going to like that stuff.
Yeah, and I get it.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not for it either nowadays, but like back in the past, they did tons of things.
Let's find this out.
Let's find this out. We could have learned so much more if they would have thought.
You were saying about the moon, like the launches. Every rocket launch just completely disrupts the entire...
Every time ecosystem. We send a new rocket up into, like, the moon and, like, in space and stuff, the whole nature around where we usually shoot off in, like, Florida and stuff, it fucks up so much stuff. Birds will migrate. Like, we could send one off in summer, and they will migrate thing in winter because they're so disturbed by it, so they will, like, head to, like, different seasons over
time. Didn't know that.
Yeah, like, I'm sure back in the day, like, when we first started doing this back in the 60s, I'm sure it was considered, but... It was just considered.
Yeah, they still went ahead with it. As they are, like, launching them, like, man, them birds, where the hell are they going? Then they just never came back. It's like, oh, well, that's a side effect. We got a right to live, though.
I mean, we have a right to live. Every animal has a right to live, but also, like, other animals don't fuck up like that. Have you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons where they accidentally bring a frog onto the plane when they go to China?
No. I think I did.
Like, I think it's China. I might be wrong. But, like, they literally accidentally, like, Bart brings a frog, like, on the plane and they, like, go to a different country. It's Australia. That's what it is. They bring a frog on And, like, later on, like, during, like, the episode, like, not even part of the episode, Marge is trying to buy something from, like, the one general store, and the guy's like, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. These weird frog-like creatures, they're just, like, showing up, and they're eating all my crops and stuff. Towards the end of the episode, they're, like, leaving Australia, and there's frogs all over the whole country, and it's because they're thriving, because it's a brand new, like, place to live in, and they're just destroying everything, because it's like, they're not, the whole place isn't prepared to deal with this animal, yeah.
God damn. Did you know tumbleweeds are invasive plant?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can tumbleweeds replant?
So the way they work is, whenever they're in the ground growing, they can just grow by themselves. One tumbleweed means however many. And the way they work is they grow, they flower, and then they have their seeds, but then they kill themselves so then they can break off and tumble. Oh, and when they do that, the seeds just get everywhere.
Where?
And so they started in like...
I did not know that.
North or South Dakota and made their way down the Great Plains.
Oh, I was going to say, they're like a southern thing in my mind.
And the fucked up thing is it's so bad, it'll completely cover towns. Because when one gets there, a bunch, it'll destroy half the crops and they catch fire easy. And yeah, there's no easy way to get rid of them.
Dang.
I believe that.
I thought they were like gone. You'd never hear about them. But apparently,
I know about tumbleweeds is like barren plains... Southern Western expansion kind of stuff West earlier movies. On. Yeah. Yeah, it's
someone's gonna die.
Yeah, so
there's a showdown happening.
Yeah, other than the Gulf Streams, I have methane hydrates. So on continental shelves, which is like the portion of land that's part of continents that's not shown by like water levels, like they're there but they're not really shown. We don't really get them. Hydrates make bubbles that change the density of water pockets and can sink full-size ships. I think Nick knows what I'm talking about fully. Yeah, so like literally like a ship will be going and methane hydrate can form on a continental shelf. It can pop on the water or under the water even, and like you'll just be sailing like your little cruise ship and then all of a sudden the water density is so light that you'll just go right in. You would just hit a point where it's like hitting a pothole in a road and you would just go right in.
See, that could happen with the Cyclops because it wasn't equipped to carry magnesium. Was that it?
Magnesium.
Yeah, it was equipped and made to carry coal. It wasn't made to carry this heavier element. And
just it pop just, and then
yeah, you're just, in. Yeah, just going that's along what I mean. And well, just, it could just sink.
Are you saying it's trapped methane gas? Is that what you're saying?
Because
that's what I thought you were saying at first.
It doesn't trap methane gas. It's just kind of like our continental plains, like, kind of giving off, like, methane air as, like, a natural thing. And, like, it can change water density. Okay. So, like,
Because I've heard, the thing I seen was, they're blowing up this is a video, too. It was a ship, like I was saying, they sink them to put them underwater. That's what they were doing. I think they're shooting a torpedo at it. Oh, but there was two explosions. Not just the one. And they think it was because the methane, a methane bubble, like, you know, cracked underwater and came up and just fucking when ship.
They used double tap.
Double tap.
Well, I mean, that's another thing, though. Like, if it's literally methane in the water, that could have caused other problems. Yeah.
And there was also, like, the whole hexagonal cloud shapes that apparently make what they call air bombs, which... might be another pseudoscience thing, but they do say it causes more air pressure and stuff, and it's just like, it's basically air just slamming down through where holes in the clouds and just...
Aliens.
And then bringing...
UFOs.
Yeah, that's what brings the airplanes down, and then the turbulent waters underneath is what get the boats. But those are just theories.
I didn't think about that, because like after they pop and they go up, I mean, they're airborne.
Oh, that's true.
And they would hit cloud vapors and... Oh, that's what... I did not think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
There are reports of, like, some pilots, like, saying they flew through, like, weird clouds. Like, the clouds didn't look like clouds, and...
You have methane pockets.
Possibly. I mean, like, these are the ones... These are the stories of people that, like, flew through it and then actually came out. I mean, how you explain the time loss and all that stuff, that's another...
Yeah, it's hard.
They could have gotten disoriented, maybe.
I did not think about, like, the clouds being connected to the methane pockets, like, popping. Because even if they didn't cause, like, a crash, like, that's still... Once they pop, they're airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And it, they, like, it won't fully escape the atmosphere, so it's gonna live up in the sky. So.
If it gets in like an engine or something, just case closed.
You get a bit taken on a piss real quick.
You know why I bet all these ships and planes went missing? Because they didn't buy enough gold.
Bring me a triangle theory. How much do you think is really paranormal?
I think almost none of it. If you want to entertain the idea, sure. And that's why I'm giving it an E tier. Because it's empty. But there's still some intrigue there, so it's not an F tier. You know, it's not completely dismissible or ridiculous.
Nice. Oz?
I think a lot of it is, like, just people going missing. It happens. People go missing. See? Planes go missing in the air, yeah. But I also think that there's something there. I think there's something creepy going on. Some type of anomaly that science can't explain yet.
Someone told like a D tier then on you.
I don't know what that means.
Is that no tier? You know what
I went to Google that up, but then I give it
an 8 out of 10.
Okay, all right.
There we go.
Take that.
What about you?
I mean, I probably sit in like the same range as like Nick. I think it's like it's a bunch of errors stacking on top of each other for the most part. That map really fucks me up, though, so I'll go a little bit higher than that. So, you said D. E. So, I'll say D plus. D plus tier. So, not an E tier, but not a D tier, where it's, like, fourth in line. And you had, like, an 8 at that point. Huh?
Slap that bitch in the C at that point.
No, not C. Definitely not C.
See, I know all those chords on a guitar, but I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know what tier list is. Everyone means it.
Like, it's just colored S to F or whatever you want to write.
Like, where you
it's
would
literally
put
a meme at this
in.
Point that everyone has a... Look, a meme. For Tetris blocks, what's the... You know, S tier are the L's, which I argue... The straight line for C? Oh, fuck that. Are you kidding me? That's what wins you games.
God. Yeah, legit.
The straight lines? Yeah.
People don't know their fucking shit.
Yeah, I think there's something weird there, but at the same time, it's...
I can believe that,
it's all
but
the speculation.
I also... I'm more on like the side of like, what the fuck? Like, nah, I think it's more human error and all that stuff. And...
Yeah.
I like to believe in the weird stuff, so... Naturally, I'm gonna fall that way.
Alright, I got a bunch of crap. So, in the episode here, so we're just gonna give a special thanks to Sarcampsing on Instagram, and I wanna thank him every time. Every single freaking time. And I think he's only, like, alerted to, like, two of them that he's aware of right now, so. Special thanks to Sarcampstick on Instagram, who did our logo. Thank you, Cam, for doing our logo. Everybody loves it. They really do. And I wish I could remind you more, but I don't want any shit out of you. Special thanks to Nick for being on today.
Absolutely.
Do you want to plug anything?
Nothing at all.
You want to be found? Be off the radar?
I mean, I literally got nothing
just
to
go
show.
To
I'll
triangle.
Plug you the moment we put this episode up.
I mean,
like,
I have a Twitch that I game on once
do
a blue
you?
Moon.
Do you?
No one knows about because I just have it to record clips I happen
well,
to do. But so there's
it.
Nothing. No.
Plug it. Come
I don't
on,
know
yes.
what it is off the top of my head. That's why I'm not plugging it.
Figure it out and plug it. I'll plug it later.
No, I'm known. I'd even say it. Oh.
Thank you, Mason, for doing the editing.
Yes.
Thank you, Oz, for putting up with my bullshit. And it's what we did last time. Like, literally.
What?
Let you thank me for everything.
Did I?
Thank you for the bullshit. Because you thank, you like, special thanks to, well, I don't get a special thanks. Thanks to Oz for putting up for my bullshit. Thanks to Mason for putting up with the editing. What is it? Do you want to?
Dutchy Pickle. All lowercase. That's on Twitch. Have at it.
You can find Nick at DUTCHYPICKLE.
Yep, that's me.
Dutchy Pickle on stream. Watch him. Let me do it. go please support my friend. He does wonderful things. I've seen you. I've like gamed with you, and it's good.
We played that World War II. We did the Easter egg. I'm actually gonna play that again tonight with Swag.
Are you legit, like Larry tonight?
Yeah, I told him last night. Like, dude, I never got to play the last two DLC maps.
Really? I haven't either. Actually,
I never did.
I don't think I even downloaded, to be honest. I went so far in like the second one, but I didn't get to finish it because I was like doing somebody like never played World War II. So yeah, shit. All right, yeah. Go show Nick some love. Yeah, please do that. Other than that, though, special thanks to Ofer to Especial for the use of our theme song, Paul Scott. And special thanks because this will be like our. This will be our New Year's episode.
Yeah, Happy New Year's. Yeah.
So, New Year's episode, and I mean, if we still have them. So, thanks to Emily Frizzell for making our Christmas cards that I hope all of you are enjoying. And then, if you also want a few extra, we might have a few extra at this point. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, reach out.
Reach out and find out. I can always print more, so. Other than that, you can find us on Instagram at Conspiracy on the Rocks, or you can find my personal at Mainstream Trap Chef. I don't know if you still want to plug yours or not.
Sure, Oz Olszewski.
If people can spell it.
Olszewski. Well, Oz, yeah. Oz, that part.
And other than that, it's like we have a Linktree available on. I need to send you a Linktree so you can like add to your profile, but like. We have a Linktree available on all the profiles. You can find everywhere we broadcast, everywhere we're on. You can find our Ko-fi, our whole thing. And if you really want to donate to the cards or what you sent out to us or just give us extra money so we can... I mean, I'm not asking for money, but...
Buy gold.
Buy gold, and we are gold. So, improving the show. Any donations will get sent directly to increasing our sound quality.
Our overall quality.
Yeah. I'm working on the most Frankenstein laptop that's ever been known. This thing is...
It's literally pulsating in the corner. Like it's even like got eyes in the corner of it. It's a little creepy.
Dude. This thing's like 7 years old and is all different parts almost at this point. And it's wild. That thing is still doing work. Other than that, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Holidays.
It's sad times. There's
no feelings behind it.
Sad times.
No, I really hope everybody has a good time. But thanks for joining us, guys. This is a really big episode. And I hope you all enjoyed yourselves.
Ditto.
So, we'll end it off there.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye, gold. Bye, gold, and have a great time.
Agreed.